Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County woman sentenced to 10 to 16 years in prison. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 39-year-old Campbell County woman will spend the next decade or more behind bars after a judge imposed prison time in three separate felony cases. According to the Gillette News Record, on December 16th, District Judge Matthew Castano sentenced Taryn M. Jones to a total of 10 to 16 years in prison for possession of methamphetamine, drug-endangered child, and felony child abuse. Jones had previously been given two suspended prison sentences in exchange for supervised probation. Those sentences were reimposed after she was charged with new felony offenses for a third time. In the most recent case, Jones pled no contest to possession of crystal meth following a February traffic stop in Gillette. Deputies later recovered nearly 14 grams of meth, and investigators testified Jones was attempting to purchase the drug while already out on bond for a drug-endangered child case. The Department of Family Services also reported Jones missed nearly 30 required drug classes. Earlier cases included a 2023 felony child abuse conviction tied to a violent domestic incident witnessed by her teenage daughter, and a 2024 case in which meth pipes were found in a home where children were present. Drug tests later confirmed meth use. All sentences will be served consecutively, sending Jones to prison for up to 16 years. Trump offers endorsement if Degenfelder runs for governor. President Donald Trump says Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction, Megan Degenfelder, would have his complete and total endorsement if she decides to run for governor. According to Cowboy State Daily, Trump made the comment Friday in a post on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "Run, Megan, run," and saying supporters in Wyoming have been urging him to back what he called MAGA Megan Degenfelder. Degenfelder, a first-term statewide office holder with experience in education and the oil and gas industry, told Cowboy State Daily last month that she is strongly considering a run. On Friday, she said she is incredibly humbled by the potential endorsement and expects to have more to say about her political future soon. She said she has long supported Trump's America First agenda and added that being recommended by Wyoming residents is an honor. Degenfelder's possible entry comes amid a major political shakeup in Wyoming following Senator Cynthia Lummis' decision to not seek re-election and a series of campaign announcements for congressional seats in the governor's race. Several candidates have already declared bids for governor, and more are expected. Joseph Kibler, an independent candidate, and Brent Bine, a Republican who ran against Governor Mark Gordon in the 2022 primary election, have both announced their candidacy. Senator Eric Barlow of Gillette, who is the former state Speaker of the House, began his candidacy in August of last year. In Wyoming, Republican primaries typically decide statewide races, as the GOP holds every statewide executive office and all congressional seats. Trump carried Wyoming by more than 70% in each of the last three presidential elections. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.